Hello, my dear ones. This is Allison Scammell, and I'm talking to you today about a topic I love to talk about. I think that the content I'm about to share with you will be the difference between you doing okay in your business or struggling to get clients to you becoming a soul client magnet. And that means you are drawing in, you're magnetizing just the right people into just the right programs and offerings that you've designed. And there is an energetic harmony that is taking place. And when this energetic harmony is taking place, what is happening is very, very high value. And what I mean by that is you'll be crafting offerings that are tailor-made for your soul clients, and they will create tons and tons of value in your soul clients' lives. And whenever you're talking about something that is very, very valuable, it has a price tag that matches its value. And that's what I want to see happening in your business. You crafting high value offerings that have the appropriate right sized price tag to match it. So in today's episode, I reveal how to connect to your soul client avatar so deeply that you understand her on a soul level. How to create content for her that will get her powerful results and make her want to hire you immediately, and how to consistently put out the right energy signal so that you're drawing soul clients into your offerings. We'll end on an invitation that will have you ditch any doubt or second guessing so you can magnetize the perfect soul clients into your business. So you're gonna wanna stay with me until the end. Welcome to Soul Guide Radio, a podcast for soul-guided leaders, influencers, and entrepreneurs here to bring about change on a massive level. We explore how you can activate your big soul mission, amplify your intuitive gifts, and clear the energy blocks weighing you down so you can gain unstoppable momentum in life, love, and business. I'm Allison Scammell, your host and soul guide. Well, hey there, Soul Guide Circle. That is the name of this community of soul-guided leaders, influencers, and entrepreneurs. In the Soul Guide Circle, we have big soul missions, and we yearn to earn more, serve more, and grow spiritually along the way. If you aren't already a member, then I invite you to join our Facebook group of over 1,100 leaders and lightworkers who are in service to each other and the planet. All right, today we're talking about soul clients and how you can become a soul client magnet. So let's start with what is a soul client. I define a soul client as those individuals, those souls, who on a soul level, you agreed to help each other, that you would really need each other at a certain point in your human journey, and you agreed to meet up at some point to assist one another before you even came into this lifetime. So that means on a soul level, your soul client avatars need your gifts. They need your unique genius. They need your spiritual gifts. And you agreed that this transaction would take place. They would give you money or other support that you needed at a point in your journey, like they would invest in you and your business. And you in return would give them your gift so they could heal, grow, evolve, or bring something into their experience. So the transaction is win-win. You need something from them. And okay, yes, they're going to invest in you. So let's say you need that investment to help grow your business or pay your rent. But normally with soul clients, you get something so much more powerful than just their investment into your offering. Normally what happens is you learn something very deep about yourself or your abilities or your offering. Something gets clarified. I know in my life, it was from working with soul clients that my healing gifts were birthed. I didn't realize that I was such a strong healer and that I had these energy healing gifts until working with soul clients and they unlocked those doors for me. So normally what you give each other goes so much deeper than any money that's exchanged for whatever it is you offer her. And I'm going to use as the pronoun to refer to the soul client avatar as she, her, but please use the pronoun that you feel like best fits your soul client avatar. One other thing I want to mention about who is our soul clients before I get into how to connect to her is it goes deeper than those souls that we agreed to help before coming into this lifetime. Really, your soul client avatar is an energy frequency. And that energy frequency is the composite of many different people, right? It's the energies of many different types of people coming together to create that perfect, perfect energy frequency of pains, wants, and needs that fit like a perfect puzzle piece to your unique genius and your spiritual gifts. So you are perfectly wired to help her. In fact, you are designed to help her alleviate her pains, get closer to her dreams or achieve her dreams, and to give her what she really needs. Okay, how do we then connect to that energy frequency? Well, it's my 5-step process to connecting to non-physical energy that I've been teaching for a long time. Because what we want to do with a soul client avatar is connect to her energetically first before we try to connect to her in human form. And how you do that is my 5-step process. And I'm going to take you through the steps right now, and I'm actually going to plug into my soul client avatar and talk to her about what she needs for this episode. So I'll make sure to hit all the points, because it is highly, highly likely that if you're here listening to me and you're connected to this content, that you are a soul client. And so I'm actually tapping into a piece of your energy when I do this. And your energy is part of my soul client avatar's energy. So the first step is deep breathing. And you can do this with me. Go ahead and take some deep breaths. Long inhales, long exhales. And what we want to do is start to quiet our mind. We want to get out of the thinking mind. We want to go out of your mind. That thinking mind is going to take us away from the connection of our soul client avatar, and your mind is going to be calculating what it thinks the answer should be. And what we want to do is stop calculating and just go directly to the source, go directly to that energy. Okay, so deep breathing, coming into the present moment, quieting the mind. Okay, step number 2. Is pivoting down to the heart space and putting your awareness on your heart energy. And just expanding and relaxing into your heart frequency, resting in that area at the center of your chest. Step number 3 is to set the intention to connect to the energy of your soul client avatar. And you need not know much about your soul client avatar to do this. Just set the intention. Allow source and your higher self to find the right frequency. You don't have to figure out exactly what you're plugging into. Just allow the energy to guide you. So my soul client avatar right now is named Aurora. If you can give your SCA a name, it's helpful. If a name arrives, go with it, because I feel like it helps to something clarifying and connecting about having a name. And if you're not sure, go with your best guess. You can always change it when a new name arrives, a truer feeling name arrives. So my soul client avatar is Aurora, and I'm connected to her right now. So I'm just going to ask her. So to go to step number four is you ask her questions. And you want to ask her questions in three categories. What are her pains? What are her wants or her desires? And what are her needs? As it relates to whatever it is you're talking about. Now, if you're new to this, I would ask her these generally. So you really start to get to know her. And I would ask her these questions over and over again on a weekly basis. What are your pains this week? If you're thinking about designing a program for her, what are her pains that the program can help to alleviate? And I'm going to be talking all about how to craft the perfect offerings for your soul client avatar in the next episode. So stay tuned for more on that. But for now, let's just work on getting to know her and really creating content for her, creating social media posts, Facebook Lives, podcast episodes, whatever it is you want to create for her. Let's feel into that. So I have an episode today about soul clients. I'm going to ask Aurora, what are your biggest pains with regards to becoming a soul client magnet? What are your biggest blocks? So now you go into step number five, and that is perceiving what you're receiving. This is when you're using your intuitive gifts to feel what you sense, have an inner knowing, you're hearing, you're seeing, to be responding, coming back as a response. You're essentially channeling your soul client avatar, and you can do this no matter how intuitive you think you are. And the more you connect to her, and the more you have these dialogues, the better you will get at receiving the information. So for now, you just want to perceive what you receive. And then when you're not sure, you always go with your best guess. Okay? So I am going to see what Aurora has to say. And I'm mostly going to rely on my clairaudient abilities, and I'm going to get a message from her, I suspect. But it might come in differently. I'm open. So this is what Aurora says. I second guess who my soul client avatar is. I second guess that my unique genius can really help her. I second guess the value of it. I second guess the offering itself. And that is frustrating and exhausting because sometimes I feel like I'm just throwing spaghetti at the wall and just praying something will stick. All right. Thank you, Aurora. Can you relate to that? I have a hunch you can relate to at least a piece of it, because right now I'm actually tapping into your pain when it comes to Soul Clan Avatar. So there's a lot of second guessing here. Okay. Totally normal. Totally understandable, right? All right. I'm going to get to what to do with the second guessing in a second, but I want to stick with Aurora. I want to ask her, what are her dreams when it comes to soul clients? And this is what she says. I dream of just easefully, joyfully calling in soul clients into my offerings. I dream of being in highest service to them. I dream of selling out all of my stuff with just the right people, calling them in with joy and ease, being in the flow, ditching the hustle, and really being able to serve them at my highest and greatest potential. Ooh, Aurora, you're in the right place. That's what I help people do. I love that. That is such a great definition of the soul client magnet. Yes, you're just calling them into your offerings, calling the perfect people into the perfect products that you've designed into your business. And there's such a flow to that. There's an ease and a flow. It's not easy. I'm not ever going to say it's easy, because in this process, you're always growing. You're always pushing. You're always pushing the edges of your comfort zone. and there's natural discomfort associated with that growth. But when you're in flow, there's an ease to it and an alignment. And that's what we're talking about here, getting into that alignment. All right, back to Aurora. The third question, we got her pains, we got her wants. Now we need to know her needs. And very often, she doesn't know her needs. I don't know what I need when I hire a coach to learn how to do something or heal from something. I really rely on that coach to tell me what I need. So this is when we go in a little bit deeper here. And I'm going to ask Aurora, what do you really need when it comes to becoming a soul client magnet? And with all of these questions, the end of the sentence is, what is your biggest pain that my unique genius can help you heal from? What is your biggest want or desire that my unique genius can help you get? And what is the biggest need you have of my unique genius? So it's always like, as it relates to your gifts, your genius. So, Aurora, what do you need from my genius, from my spiritual gifts to help you become a soul client magnet? I need what you're teaching. I need to learn how to connect to her. I need to learn how to ditch the doubt. And I need to own what I sense to be there and own what it is I can offer her. Oh yeah, baby, I love that. Thank you, Aurora. And in the event that you also need these things from me, how to ditch the doubt, how to own your worth and own the connection, then you're in the right place. Because let's unpack that right now. How do you ditch the doubt? Well, you test. You test what you perceive to receive from your soul client avatar. And that leads us very nicely to how to create content for her that immediately and deeply connects her to you. So you take the information you gathered from your connecting session with her and you want to create content around it. I am doing it right now. I'm modeling it for you in this podcast episode. And I connected into Aurora before I did the episode. I'm connecting to her in the middle of it to show you how it's done. And through it all, I am feeling into her pains and feeling into her wants and her needs. And I'm also marrying all this with what I've heard from my real life soul clients, the clients I actually work with. And I've reflected back, like, what are some of the biggest pains I've heard from my past clients about doing this work? And doubt is a huge one, and not being able to own their worth is a huge one. Owning that value, right? So it's a process of bringing together what you receive energetically with what you've actually received from people that you consider to be part of your ideal audience, you consider to be soul clients, and you bring that together. And you take that information, you take those pains, those wants, and those needs, and you create content around it. I mean, just this little channeling I've done with Aurora just now about feeling into her second guessing and her wanting to own her worth. I mean, my gosh, think of how much content I could create around second guessing and owning your worth. I could do a whole Facebook Live series. I could do a 5-day challenge. I could do so much that is deeply in service to her. I want to help her ditch that doubt. I want to help her own her worth. And this is how I invite you to approach your content creation. If you don't already have it, I highly recommend having some sort of content production schedule. And if that feels overwhelming to you, then make it super, super easy. One social media post per week. If you have a Facebook group, a good content production is one Facebook Live a week, one engagement post, and one article. If that feels like too much, then just go for one Facebook Live every 2 weeks, one engagement post, for example. make your production schedule in that space where it's pushing your edges a little bit, right? Pushing your edges. It's always a good place to be, but it's not over the edge in stress and it's not too far inside your comfort zone. It should feel a little like, yeah, you're expanding out a little bit. You want to make your production schedule very, very simple wherever you can. If you have the resources, hire help. Hire, for example, a virtual assistant to help you schedule the content. Think of the things that you really, really don't like doing that are really outside of your zone of genius and where can you get help with that. And do not be afraid to repurpose content. I think we get into this trap that we spend hours and hours and hours on one, say, Facebook article or social media post. We put it out there and then that's it. That's all that gets. But you really, really should be repurposing content, sharing it often, especially if you're not investing in ads or you're not investing too much in ads. You want to really think about all the different ways you can share your content organically, and you want to share it many, many, many times. One and done is not going to cut it. So for example, with this podcast, let's just say I just released it from my podcast hosting site. And those who were subscribed to receive it would just get a little ping. Allison's got a new episode. I would not get that many downloads if I did that. And I have a pretty decent sized audience. And I have people who really look forward to this podcast. But that would so not get me the 1,000 to 2,000 downloads per month I normally get. This podcast normally experiences. So what do I do? I send a message to my mailing list. I write posts on my Facebook group, my Facebook business page, and my Instagram. And I do 2 weeks of Facebook ads. Not a huge budget for that, somewhere between $35 and $50. And I also look for other opportunities always to be sharing this podcast. And certainly if I have a guest, I ask that guest, not one time, oh honey, no. If I have a guest on this podcast, do you know how many times I have to ask him or her to share it with their audience before they do? People are busy. And those people who are guests on podcasts tend to be guests on a lot of podcasts. And sometimes they get podcast guest share fatigue. They don't feel like sharing it. So for me, to really encourage them to get excited to share this podcast so it can get to new audiences, I ask about 6 times, will you share our episode together with your audience? And if they still haven't shared, then I will follow up a few days later and be like, hey, have you had a chance to share our episode with your audience yet? So please know when you're writing content for your soul client avatar, it is not a one and done. It is give it a brainstorm and connect to your soul client avatar. Ask her, where is she hanging out? Where is she hanging out for you to post your stuff or share your stuff? How can you get in front of her? Ask her energetically. So I'm going to ask her right now, Aurora, where are you? What do I need to do to get this episode to you? I literally just received increase your ad budget, which is really funny because I was just thinking, should I be increasing my ad budget for my podcast episode? So there you go. That's a yes. So I don't just then take the yes and run with it. I take the yes and test it. So what I'll do now is increase the ad budget and test it. Is this a worthwhile investment? And am I getting a larger number of people listening to this podcast? And most importantly, are those people eventually hiring me? Are they eventually buying my products? And if the answer is yes, then I know that that was good information, right? So it's always perceiving what you're receiving from your soul client avatar and testing it in the real world. And you don't have to test it in big ways. Test it in small ways at the beginning. So I'm not going to like majorly increase my ad budget, but I will increase it by a little bit. And I will keep increasing it and keep testing until I land on a new budget that is really working for me, for my soul client avatar, and for my business. Okay, so let's say you have your content production schedule and you've set the intention to do one Facebook Live a week. And a great way to use this process is say, okay, I'm thinking about my content production schedule for the month ahead. I know I want to do 4 Facebook Lives. So let me talk to my soul client avatar to get the topics. What are her pains? What are her desires that I am uniquely wired to heal or bring into her experience? And what are 4 topics that I could talk about to really, really serve her this month? What will she be really grappling with in the month ahead? And how can I create content that really deeply on a soul level gives her what she needs? So you go through the 5-step process, receive what you perceive, create your content schedule, and then do the Facebook Lives and really notice how did it go? And notice how you felt. Did you feel in the zone? Did you feel really connected to her and her pains? A little trap we can fall into is sometimes when we're channeling our soul client avatar, we actually are channeling an old wound that we've healed from. And that is fine to do that, but we don't want to be overly connected into our own pains because that puts us in the energy of really creating content for ourselves. And our soul client avatars aren't going to be as excited or as drawn into that as if you were creating content for specifically for her and her pains. Chances are your old wounds are her current wounds. So you're coming from a deep place of empathy and a deep place of, hey, I know these pains. I know where you've been. In this example with Aurora, I know very, very well the pain of doubting my abilities and not owning my worth. And I have, for the most part, overcome many parts of those pains. It's always a journey. There's always new things to learn, but I feel like I've come a long way and I really have something to share with Aurora, share with you to help you ditch the doubt. And so when I'm in this process, I'm dipping into that old piece of me that used to really doubt so I can really be in a space of empathy because I know how frustrating it is. However, right now I'm really tuned into your pains, your frustrations, and I'm really in service to you. So just be mindful of that when you're doing the channeling that you're not dipping too much into your own stuff, which is a totally normal thing to do. Dipping into it a little bit is great. So you can connect and have that come from that place of empathy, real empathy, but you really want to be connecting into her pains, her desires, her needs. Okay, let's say you do that. Getting back to our Facebook Lives, you do 4 Facebook Lives based on your soul client avatar's pains, desires, needs. Then you want to reflect back and see how did it go. If you reflect back and feel like, oh, nobody really listened, nobody really interacted, it could be that you just didn't share it enough times. Remember, we're not really in that place anymore where you just put something out there once and it just goes viral. We have to spend a lot of time and effort. If you're not putting an ad budget behind something, you have to put in that time investment to say, hey, did you see this? Hey, I did this Facebook Live. I thought you would like it. Share, share, share as many times as you can. Share it in different Facebook groups, share it in different social media platforms, talk about it, send it to people, and or also put some ad money behind it. And you do a combination of both. And when you're looking for the feedback, you also want to be looking for quality, not quantity. So if you get one person who listened to the Facebook Live and said, wow, this spoke to me on a deep level, that is really, and you feel like that person could be a soul client avatar, that is really telling you that you are definitely going in the right direction. That one meaningful comment or connection is more valuable than 50 random likes, for example. And if somebody does comment and say, wow, this really is what I needed to hear today. Do not be afraid to follow up with that person with a direct message and just be like, hey, tell me more about the content, about what spoke to you. Or would you like to hop on a quick call and just have a little virtual coffee connection and spend some time with that person? Chances are she is a soul client. You do not have to be selling to her. You can connect to her first, which is a good idea, and just get on a phone call. What are your pains, wants, and needs? Take notes. Chances are, in some point in the conversation, she's probably going to ask you, tell me about your offerings, because she's going to pick up that you have something that she needs. And it's a beautiful way to organically transition from a virtual coffee or an in-person coffee, right, to a discovery call talking about your offerings. So this is really the process of connecting to your soul client avatar energetically, crafting things that you're going to put out in the real world, the physical world, the 3D world, and then seeing how it landed. You want to see how you feel. How did it feel? Did you feel like it was in alignment? And if that was a yes, but it didn't get a lot of bites, that probably means you didn't have it positioned in the right places or you weren't sharing it enough times. All right, let's move into how to consistently put out the right energy signal so that you're drawing soul clients into your offerings. And in this process, we'll be talking about how to ditch the doubt so you can really own your worth and the value you're creating in the lives of your soul client avatars. Okay, so I'd like to get back to our Facebook Live example that you set the intention to do 4 Facebook Lives a month for your soul client avatar. You're spending some time connecting to her, asking her the right questions, what she needs right now, what are her pains. Okay, so in the process of connecting to her, I want you to take it one step further. So you're connecting to your soul client avatar, you're getting your topics for the Facebook Lives that are going to be in service to her. Now I want you to imagine while you're connected to your soul client avatar that she has listened to all 4 Facebook Lives, that she has taken any action that you've recommended her to take. She has incorporated your guidance. She has received inspiration from your stories, whatever it is you're offering. And value has been created in her life. Results, real, powerful results. Feel into those results. Feel into that value. So you've done the 4 Facebook Lives. Her life is now better because of you, because of your gifts, because you took the time to really understand her on an energetic soul level. Her life is better. She feels deeply connected to you. Think about it in your own life when you were listening to something, a podcast, a Facebook Live, reading something on social media, a newsletter, where the person who was writing it just spoke to you deeply. I hope I'm doing it right now. And you're like, yeah, this is what I needed in this moment. Think of how deeply that connected you to that person. This is exactly what you'll be doing with your soul client avatars. She'll be connected into you and being like, wow, this is speaking to me so deeply. And I want you to feel into how that would feel. So I'm going to imagine right now that Aurora has listened to this podcast. She has followed through on some of my recommendations. And now guess what? She has soul clients coming into her business. She feels amazing. The soul clients are investing in her business. She's got more income now. She's got more confidence. Guess what? She's ditching the doubt because the soul clients are there. She's owning her worth because they're telling her, what you're giving me is so valuable. She's getting evidence The feedback is like slapping her in the face. What she has is so valuable. She's owning her worth. Feel into that energy of the transformation, the results that you bring your soul client avatar. I'm feeling into that now. And before you sit down to create content for your soul client avatar, I want you to get into that energy first. That is the energetic signal you're going to put out there. I help transform your life. I help your life be better. I understand you on a soul level. This is the energetic frequency. I will help you produce results in your life, and not just any results, the results that you need and yearn for on a soul level. And when you put that energy signal out there, when you are in that energy, when you are creating content, your soul client avatars are going to feel that, and it will magnetize her into your business, into your offerings. It has to. It will draw her in. And if you're doubting you have the ability to do this, there's an energy block here that's creating doubt in your experience. So try to look within and see if you can feel that energy block inside of you. See if you can discern what the story is actually telling you. Who are you to think you could create these results in someone's life? It's usually some form of that. So bring up the thought, try to get as specific as you can. And then what are the emotions this thought is triggering? Doubt, unworthiness, fear, lack, exhaustion. Feel those feels for 60 to 90 seconds. When you feel the emotional waves starting to come down, you want to look within and see if you notice a cord, rope, or string connecting you to this block. If you're not sure, imagine one is there. And then I want you to cut the cord all the way through, cut the cord to that doubt. And then deep breaths, take in about 3 deep belly breaths, release that doubt. Return to your heart space, and then I want you to go to one example, one time, one connection to one person, a former client, someone in your audience, a friend who gave you the feedback, tangible results and evidence that what you did, how you helped them, changed their life. And in changing their life for the better, it created massive value in their experience. So I'm going to a soul client now who gave me the feedback of one energy session with me, changed her life. It put her on a new path of confidence she never knew was possible. And I'm going to go into that feedback she gave me and those tangible results that she experienced in her life that she told me about. And I'm going to go into that energy of that value. I'm going to feel the value that I created in her life from our work together. I'm not taking credit for any of it because she did all the work. But what I'm doing is just feeling into the value that resulted in our energetic exchange of working together. And I'm going to use that value that I feel to help me own my worth. Own that I co-created with my client working together some massive results that she likely wouldn't have received or wouldn't have received as quickly had she not had the courage to invest in working with me and show up and do the work and go on a coaching journey with me. And because she did, because I showed up and because we were a match, massive results and value were created in her life and in the world. And I want to feel into that energy and that energy to help me, to help you as you do this for yourself feeling into the energy that you helped one person create in their lives so you can own your worth. Because your unique genius, your spiritual gifts are so valuable to your soul client avatars, they are priceless. Feel into that amazing, amazing pricelessness and own your worth. Okay, dear friends, my invitation for you for this week is to start a daily or weekly connecting practice to your soul client avatar. Connect to her once a day, once a week, a few times a week, and ask her these questions. What are your pains? What are your wants? What are your needs? Take what you perceive to receive from her. Go with your best guess and create content, marketing content from what you perceived to receive. Notice the feedback, notice how it feels. And before you create the content, go into the energy of the results you intend for that content to have in her life and create it from there. All right, dear ones, that's all I have for you today. This was really fun for me to record this week. I felt a real strong connection to you, my dear soul client. And I did want to mention, I do have a soul client offering coming up. I've created a high value academy, the Soul Guide Academy. It starts this fall, and it really is the culmination of the best work I've ever done working with my soul clients. And we're going to take all this content that I've shared in this podcast today, and we're going to take it to the next level. So you, my friend, will be consistently sold out with soul clients in your business. So if you're digging on this content and you're feeling connected to me, I would love to chat. There will be a link in the show notes on how you can apply for a spot. Space is limited. So if you're feeling this in your body, if your higher self is saying, yeah, then please submit an application. It takes about 5 minutes to fill out. If your application is accepted, then you will get a 45-minute free intuitive strategy session with me. It's valued at $2,000. And in that, we're going to craft a roadmap for you to call in at least 3 to 5 soul clients in the next 30 days. And then you'll also have the opportunity to ask me any questions that you may have on the Soul Guide Academy. This academy was tailor-designed for my soul clients. If you feel in your heart that you're a soul client, then it was tailor-designed for you. And I would love, love, love to chat. So grab a link in the show notes to fill out your application today. And until next time, my dear ones, may your soul guide the way. Are you ready to fill your business with soul clients in the next 60 days? Then download my free energy upgrade meditation to amp up your energy frequency, dissolve the doubt, and attract the soul clients you are destined to serve. Find a link to download on my website, AllisonScammell.com, as well as in the show notes.